I was waiting for you.
Oh, wait, the music stopped. And I didn't listen to it anymore.
Hello, and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
Hello!
So, what is our topic of the day?
I don't know. But I do know we no longer need to order that book. Bill has a copy.
He has a digital copy or a hard copy?
Both.
Perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I want a copy of the digital copy at least.
Well, $22 online. $22 online.
It's only
hard
what?
Hard copy of paperback for 172 books and 172 bucks and 50 cents. That
I can get the same book for $22 somewhere else.
Yeah. And the digital. And the digital.
And
well, basically, you're only paying shipping for the book.
Yeah, basically. So really, it's only a $30 or 27 something. So $28.
I'm telling you, you buy several copies of them and undercut the other guy on Amazon.
Right.
Shave.
Sell for
30 cents off your price and beat him out.
Even if I mark it up 200%, it'll still be cheaper than his.
By about 90%.
How much is his? 100 and what?
$172.50. He's got three copies, and apparently has already sold eight.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, are you kidding me? So.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. Don't even take them out of the wrapper. Just make sure there's no labeling on it as to who shipped it out to you.
Right. But who cares, really?
Yeah, until I see that the book was just purchased this year, because this is like the 2017 edition that they're getting, and...
2017 edition. Baha.
What year is this again? Yeah, I think he was actually sending out a book that had been printed earlier this year. So it really isn't rare.
No.
And Bill picked it up at a thrift store, if I remember right.
Nice.
And then turned around and threw. He's got some sort of book club thing where he can get TDS for cheap.
Oh, okay. So I got the digital later.
He's got Doomsday Doctor and stuff like that, you know. So.
Yep. Yeah, I was looking at the Blue Creek.
Yes. Yeah. I need to make a point of sending out an email to him and having it delivered. He'll send out a bag for shipping.
He'll send out a bag of his what?
Blue Creek.
Don't you gotta mix some sort of liquid in with was the ash called? I forgot now.
Fly ash?
Fly ash, yeah. You got to mix in fly ash with something else and liquid.
Okay, you're talking about with the Blue Creek?
I don't know. I only watched, like, a few YouTubes. I was busy trying to fix my website that was crashed today.
Well, the guy was very vehement about the fact that he loves America. But America will not give a scientist any consideration. And so he's got to sell his stuff overseas. He's making it in Tampa, Florida, and he has to ship it overseas because he can't sell it here. Nobody takes him seriously.
Right.
It's like, well, how do I buy a bag? It's like, well, we're not selling retail. All right? And I don't blame him. All right? You know, if he's going to be selling it in large quantities, you know, but we get the sample bag, and if we even halfway like it, I might suggest that we invest in a shipping container and hook up solar panels to it and keep it humidity controlled so that we can store the stuff long term and sell it from here. And then contact them and say, how much do we have to order post-sale?
Right. And what humidity do we have to keep it at, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
What?
Ask him what the humidity is that we have to keep it at and such.
Well, I assume similar to Portland cement because, quite frankly, condensation will harden Portland cement.
Right.
So I assume it would do the same thing to this. I would hate to buy 2 or 3 tons of this stuff, not get around to using it, and it be all solid blocks.
Yeah, that would suck.
All right. Now, as I understand it, it wouldn't be a complete loss because it's monolithic, meaning that if it's hardened and you pour some more around it, the more will bind to the old.
Oh, right.
So you order some more and you use the stuff in bags to form your walls as if they were bricks and just mortar between them. So it wouldn't be a complete loss, but that's not my intent in using it. I want to foamcrete it. And he says it's compatible with that. You know? So, you know, get some of that, some Portland cement, and, you know, proceed from there. You know, if we know roughly how much it'll take to pour a foundation, then we'll know how many bags to order, you know, and then have other projects on the side ready to go.
Okay.
You know, if we have to order... Go ahead.
Before, when you was talking about the foamcrete, and I was talking about using wood, like twigs and whatnot for the forms, and then making the foamcrete around the twigs and whatnot, you said that wouldn't work.
Jerry seems to think it will. I don't really like it, but this Bluecrete would definitely deal with those.
Right, that's what I was thinking. With the Bluecrete, it would petrify the wood, and then the wood would actually work to our advantage.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking the wood would rot away inside your cement.
Regular cement, maybe.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't think it actually penetrates the wood, but he was noticing that there's crystallization around the edges. You know, So it might still rot away inside this stuff, but, you know, the crystallization, especially something fibrous, you know, that's why he went to cotton, you know. So it'd be interesting to see long-term how it stands up and how long it holds up. Yeah, he's making wood using cotton and the Bluecrete. And he seems to think that he can make it cheaper than you can cut down a tree. I don't quite see that, but, you know, I still think it would be cheaper to cut down a tree.
Right.
So. I don't know.
Well, he's looking at it from an eco-friendly perspective.
Right, with some false assumptions, but that's all right. You know, he made the false assumption assuming that he could invent something here in America and sell it. And thus now he's angry.
Anger! Anger! Imprisoned me! All that I say! Absolute fury!
You know? And thus, I saw humor in his situation. Made in America, sold elsewhere.
Made in America, rejected by America.
Yeah, made in America, sold elsewhere. Made in China, sold in America. It's like made elsewhere, sold here. Made here, sold elsewhere. Insane. You know?
Because we suck.
Well, yeah, you know, and he's got this brand new idea, and it's like, well, you know, there's a guy that can grow diamonds. He's not allowed to do it.
I'm sorry, he can what?
There's a guy in Florida that can grow diamonds.
Grow diamonds.
Yeah. Yep.
Not make them out of other things. He can grow them.
Well, yeah, just like you grow any other crystal. All right. Hold on a second. My thing's acting up.
Not allowed to.
Okay, I seem to have things under control. All right. You said while I was messing with my doodad, but... Yeah, this guy in Florida, he can grow diamonds. He got the technology from over in Russia. Apparently he was in the military. He was some high ranking, whatever. And they were growing diamonds over there. Basically, they know what pressure and, you know, what alkalinity you need the fluid to be and, you know, how much carbon and whatever. And I'm making all this up because I really don't know what the process is, but I do know that if you're going to make gems like corundum or whatever, it requires a certain amount of pressure and you have to have the right chemicals in place when you do it. All right? So same thing with diamonds. But diamonds have to crystallize. So you grow them. All right? There's people who grow quartz crystals. All right? And that's actually relatively simple. And they make nice, pure quartz crystals, you know, growing them. I assume growing diamonds is a similar process, but different chemicals, namely carbon. Because diamonds are pure carbon unless they have impurities in them. All right? And so one way or another, he's applying enough pressure and providing the right circumstances for diamonds to form and crystallize. But his diamonds are so perfect. There isn't a diamond in nature anywhere near as perfect as the diamonds he's producing. And the diamond industry is in an uproar over him doing it. You know?
Of course.
They want him to tag his diamonds with impurities so that people will know that they are not real diamonds.
Even though they are real diamonds.
They are real diamonds. But they're not from Mother Nature. They're not natural diamonds. All right.
Well, and people don't realize that natural diamonds are actually worthless.
Right. But, see, now he's holding up, they're holding up an entire industry. You know how your phone gets hot when you run it too long?
Yeah.
Because it's got a silicon chip in there. Silicon chips get hot when you run them. All right? Diamond chips don't. Diamond chips require less energy.
Oh, okay. So if his is flawless.
Yeah.
Use it for that market.
Yeah. Yeah. Cut his diamonds up into nice thin wafers and make diamond chips out of them and run them in your computers and everything. And you can get smaller circuits in a diamond chip. They've already experimented and did this. They know they can do it. It's just diamonds are so expensive.
Right. And really, they're not expensive. They're just hyperinflated.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, he doesn't really need to grow diamonds. There's already enough diamonds out there to do this, but...
Right. But because of the hyperinflation, he does need to grow diamonds.
Well, yeah, it's I don't think the term is actually hyperinflation. It's artificially I can't say it.
Artificially inflated.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's huge piles of diamonds that they dug up out of the ground, and they aren't even close to the market because if they ever released them, then there would be, diamonds would be like cheap as dirt.
Right. And they don't want that. They want to keep people ignorant.
Yeah. Ignorant.
Ignorant. Ignorant. Ignorant.
Yep.
Ignorant. Ignoramus.
Ignoramus.
Where, oh, where did I put that stuff? I cannot find it. Ah, there it is. Ooh, ee, ooh, bing, bang. What about a bing, bang?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah! I know. If I ever buy a woman another ring, it won't be a diamond ring for sure.
Yeah, unless you really insist.
Then I'll buy it at a pawn shop so I don't...
Oh, shoot. When I was in Vallejo, I used to go to the auctions there about once a week. They always sold rings. And the rings always sold for about 10% of their...
retail
estate value. Didn't matter what the rings were. It was always they always sold for about 10% of their estate value. So yeah, I wouldn't even go to a pawn shop. I'd go to one of these auctions and buy the rings there.
There you go.
And if she didn't like it, then sell it for its estate value and go buy some others.
Yeah. Go buy something that's not a diamond.
A ruby.
Yes.
My personal favorite, sapphires and emeralds.
Yeah. I bought Mary a sapphire ring.
But I do like rubies.
Yeah.
What in the world? This girl on dating agency's got white stuff all over her face and on her tongue. And she stuck out her tongue and took a picture of it that way.
Yeah, people are weird. You like weirdos.
I do, but she's out in California. Los Angeles, as a matter of fact.
There you go. Right down your alley.
You know what? I've got absolutely no internet.
My internet's not all that great.
The 4G symbol keeps flashing on and off. More like flashing on for a split second. I have a feeling the internet is, like, down.
Down, 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 down. Well, if there was a Love's Truck Stop there, I'd give you my username and password, and you can go get on the internet there.
Seriously? They wouldn't notice?
No. Yeah.
How much they charge you?
It's only $30 a month, and it's got pretty decent internet.
Huh. I wonder if they'd notice we both logged in at the same time.
Oh, that they probably would.
or I logged in Missouri while you were out in California. Like, wait a minute. 5 minutes ago, he was in Missouri.
I don't think their system would know that. I mean, they would know it, but wouldn't keep track of it.
Right. And they'd probably flag the account if we both tried to sign in at the same time. Somebody tried to hack your account, and they had the correct password.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me change it. And you call me up very quickly and tell me the new password. $30 a month? Man. Yeah, we're going to have to do our own thing where, you know, it's weird. Talking to the owner of Graffiti's. He gets his internet from Click Computer.
Okay.
All right. He gets a better deal through Click than he does directly from Bolivar.
Oh, yeah, you was telling me that.
But the service comes from Bolivar. I mean, is that insane or what?
Yep.
I mean, that just tells me that it's... Yeah.
Well, I signed back up to OkCupid. And David's gone. And I don't know what to talk about. Might as well just not talk about anything and go, because nobody's going to call in. So if David calls back, or if he don't, I'll just do Ron Paul and whatever. I'll give him 2 minutes to call back. Yep.
Anyways, I guess this would be a good time to let you know what the how to get the information to listen to the podcast or even call in. I don't have the number memorized, but if you're listening to the podcast, you're probably listening to it on the website. Or maybe somebody shared it, I don't know. But if you go to go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com and click on one of the podcasts, it'll take you to the podcast page, and there you will find details in order to call in on Sundays.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Yes, and the last thing I heard before my phone decided to do a reset all on its own was I just signed into OkCupid. Signed back up to.
Yeah, I signed back up, or I logged back in and reactivated my account.
Yeah, I haven't been on there for a long time. I should probably go on there one and do the same thing I'm doing on Dayton Asia.
What's that?
Systematically blocking anybody who's not within my search range.
Okay.
And smokes and, you know, whatever.
Damn smokers.
Yeah, if you smoke, you can be my friend. You can be the hottest chick on the planet. But if you smoke, I'm sorry. I'll only be your friend.
LJBF.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. That's another thing Regina lied to me about. She said she hardly smoked. She was a chain smoker.
Well, you know, her definition of hardly smoking and yours is just a little different, that's all.
Yeah. Right. Her definition of monogamy and my definition of monogamy are two different things too, I guess.
Oh. Okay, what's monogamy in her words?
Having secret relations behind her other secret relations' backs.
Okay.
Secret monogamous relations with plural people. I don't know. Fucked up shit. So,
why did she think that was? You know, that's basically what my ex was doing. I swear, some people have, you know, dual lives. My ex had secrets from different groups of her secret friends.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad enough that one of her friends called me and was annoyed that I didn't know where she was. He was like, I thought she was with you. You know? That's what she told me. She told me she spends the night over at your place sometimes. And she's like, well, you should know where your wife is. He's like, yeah. Didn't you hear me complain to you earlier about the fact that she's always over to your place and never home? She's like, oh. But it wasn't that girl's fault. She was only one of a multitude of my wife's friends.
Yeah, some people are really good at feeding people lies. I know I'm not. I'm too honest. You have to be a really good liar to lead a double life.
She wasn't leading a double life. She was leading a septuple life or something like that, you know?
Right. Yes.
She had five, six, seven multiple lives going on at once.
Yeah. I don't think Regina was that bad, but she was pretty close.
Oh.
That's what I liked about Mary. She was like me. She was not capable of pulling something like that off. And so she didn't even try for a while. And then at the end she tried and she still couldn't pull it off. She got caught. People that are bad liars usually tend to be honest. It's like, well, I'm not a good liar. I'm muzzled, not even lie.
Blaine, Minnesota. 8 hours and 33 minutes away. Darn, and she was cute. I got to block her. She's 2.5 hours too far away.
Speaking of blocking, Wanda, did I tell you about Wanda? She contacted me asking me for herbal health advice for her man who has seizures. And then turned around and blocked me on Facebook before I could answer her.
You know, I'd have to know the circumstances. But, yeah, that's corny.
She's retarded.
Well, she could have a good reason, like maybe he's really jealous.
Who knows? But she didn't block my other profile, so I contacted her on the other profile and then blocked her.
You know, when I see a good profile like this, I should probably send him an email and say, saw your profile, really liked it, you're too far away, so I'm blocking it in about 5 days. It's like, what? Wish you the best of luck. And then 5 days later, block them. I bet you I'd get a lot of responses that way.
I don't know. I don't block nobody unless they're stupid.
Well, that's the one thing Dayton Asia doesn't have. It doesn't have a way of sorting by distance. And that's really kind of essential.
I hear you. I just put on my profile, contact me because I'm not going to contact you more than likely. And you must already be in the U.S., preferably within 100 miles of me, period. If they don't contact me, I don't even go to the website. Usually.
Yeah.
I'm updating all my profiles to say that. I don't blow up women's profiles. I use, you know, whatever. If you're interested, you better contact me or show some kind of tangible interest. Otherwise, you will more than likely not hear from me.
Yeah, I won't blow up your profile unless you contact me first.
Right. Well, even then, I'll try not to blow them up. That was the problem I did with Regina. Because...
Well, yes and no. I mean, she blew you up, and you responded in kind, and she freaked out.
No, that was Wanda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, Regina kind of had you, you know, woo-hoo state.
Right. She came on strong, kind of like Wanda did, but not as strong. And then when I showed interest, she backed off as if she was, I don't know. But
Regina gave me a hug.
Yeah.
It felt nice.
I don't know what it was about her. She was very, I don't know, she's just, there was something about her that was just, she had this magnetism about her.
Well, if she hadn't been dishonest about her relationship status, she probably would have made an excellent friend and probably would have done all the things you did for her as a friend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but, yeah, she wasn't honest about that.
Right. Well, and I still did everything that I did, no strings attached. You know, I made it very clear that everything was a burnt offering. Because I didn't want her to think that, you know, I expected anything, you know. I mean, the only thing I expected was her honesty and her friendship. I didn't expect anything more. But she led me to believe that there was something more.
Can you receive attachments at Spamarest?
Yes.
Okay.
So anyways, I don't know. Talking to two now off this new dateline, but one I'm not interested in. The other one I am, but I don't think it's going to work.
What in the world? Okay, now I know what that is. Insert from drive. Drive is the cloud.
Cloud. You're on the cloud? I can't believe it.
No, I'm not on the cloud. But, I mean, it went to look to my cloud, and I don't have one.
Oh.
Probably have one by virtue of the fact I have an email account, but, I, you know,
right.
Drive, I thought Drive would be like, you know, my storage, you know, on my device. And it wasn't.
It should be.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was the cloud.
Right. You probably have a cloud under duress.
I have a cloud without my knowledge.
Yeah. Without your knowledge and consent?
Something like that.
Yeah, I probably do too. I don't purposely have a cloud.
Well, I certainly didn't put anything in it.
Right.
I wouldn't do that.
I avoid clouds like plagues.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, it's an interesting idea, a great concept, but, you know, it's stupid to put your stuff out there where everybody can lay their hands on it. Even though it's technically secure, they've already demonstrated these things are not really secure.
Right. Like the RFID chip is more secure than not having one.
Right. Wrong.
Wrong. Yeah, Prepper drilled a hole through her RFID chip in her credit card or debit card.
And she hasn't had trouble? Because I've been to places where they said if you have a chip in your car, you have to use it.
Nope, she hasn't had any trouble.
Okay.
She can swipe the magnet just like before.
I've been someplace where they said, you know, that we can't take the magnet because they won't accept it. Told me to use that. It's like, well, that's too bad because they drilled a hole through it.
So you'll have that, if the magnet doesn't work, they'll have to manually enter it.
There you go. Tell them there. Your RFID chip is an inconvenience because I won't use it. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. The other option is take an X-Acto knife and cut it out.
Yeah.
Then you say, RFID chip? What RFID chip? Oh, no, my card came like that. I don't know, it must be a new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you got your new RFID chip debit card in the mail. Yeah. Mine doesn't, my old one doesn't expire till February, so I'm not activating the new one until that date.
As a matter of fact, I have it in my pocket. I've used the RFID card already because they told me specifically that you have to use it if you have it. So, I'll do that. I'll tell them, well, okay. Then it looks like I am not shopping with you today because it's the only way I have of paying for things. So, yeah, actually, I could just scrape it off. It's on the surface.
Well, it's not really on the surface. It's embedded. You have to cut it out or...
Well, the chip reading part is on the surface.
Oh, yeah. You can take a knife and peel it apart.
Yep. Oh, wow, you can actually kind of see through that part. Just take a hole punch and punch a hole through it right there.
That'll work.
And they say, well, what the hell do you do that for? It's a security issue.
Right. It's less safe.
Yeah. What do you mean? It makes your card more secure. No. Anybody who has an RFID reader can come by and read my card from my pocket and have my credit card information. Really? Well, that's not likely to happen. Like, well, believe what you want to believe. But
right. If I was a criminal, that's one of the first things I would go try to acquire.
Well, you know, most of us don't think like criminals.
But criminals do think like criminals. And
you must be a criminal because you think like a criminal.
Right. No, I've just done my homework. I'm not a brainwashed puppet.
I don't do what I'm told just because I'm told to do it.
Right, just like that letter that What's-Her-Face gave me about how cats are evil. Just because some guy wrote a documentation on how cats are evil and why, doesn't make it true.
Yeah, if anything, it proves that guy is evil.
Well, that's true, too. I got to do my homework on that guy, too. I haven't done that. I've looked into the rest of the story, but I haven't done my homework on the guy who wrote the story.
Right. Okay, I've got... Oh, that's because I spent all of my saved money.
Oh, you spent all your fake money?
Yeah, that too. All my saved fake money. I've spent all the... I had about $200 in my pocket for a while. And then I went and did some things, and suddenly I don't have $200 in my pocket anymore.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
Did I tell you Prepper gave me some gold... Not gold. Silver and copper coins?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. I need to acquire some silver coins, too, here in the near future. And I need to get a hold of Patrick Rohrman and apologize for being so long in this process. And I also have to line up the... can't say it. Notary Public.
We haven't done much with CES either.
No, we have not. But we are going to do something on CES. We are going to make a community exchange thrift. And basically, the only thing that's left in the community exchange thrift is things that people will accept CES credit for. And they'll have to, you know, they'll have to sign up for CES credit in order to receive the credit. And some will just donate things and not bother. But we'll explain to them, listen, you know, you've donated these items and we've kept an account for you. It's just a matter of you signing up so you can receive those credits, you know. So, something like that.
Something like that.
You know, basically explain to them that they could... They got funds that they can spend. All right. Yeah, I've been setting aside my tithing, and it's getting kind of substantial. And I've got to figure out where I'm going to distribute it. So, yeah. Granted, it is mostly ones. I try to put all my small change into it so that if I run across somebody who's hungry, I can use it to feed them. But that's not really the best way to use it. It'd be more along the lines of somebody stuck on the side of the road because they don't have a gas can and they can't get gas. Like, well, okay, let's go into town. We'll get you a gas can. Now you know you need to have one. Keep this empty gas can in your trunk. You know, so it'll help them. All right. It'd be better if they bought their own empty gas can, but, you know, at least they would be getting some help. So. I would like to do the tithe the way Brother Gregory describes the tithe to be done. But other than his organization, I have nobody else to distribute to. So it might be that after it gets to a certain size, I'll go, Brother Gregory, where can I send funds to your organization and who best would I be sending it to?
Or or become the organization.
Well, yes. Technically, I was for a while. But they changed their rules on a contact minister, primary contact minister. And I wasn't a very good primary contact minister anyway, to be honest. But if we go through their books, whoa, I just honked the horn accidentally. If we go through their books and follow their rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines for establishing a church of record and assigning to it a minister, then we could be part of their group, more or less. Let me figure out what I did wrong here.
The DD&D Off-Grid Organic Church.
Whatever you want to call it. They might have questions if you call it something, you know, totally off. But some of their groups avoid the word church. Because what you want to do is you want to make a free association. And we do. We want to make a free association. And quite frankly, what they're forming is they're forming a trust. And they're documenting it. And they're forming a trust in such a way that none of the members of the trust can just walk off with the funds in a lawful manner. Because technically everything that goes into that particular association belongs to Christ. And your minister is only a person authorized to administer those items. You know, he's not the owner.
Right.
Now, if we do join their group, that does mean that basically anything we put in there is available to all the ministers, but they generally speak to each other. They don't just carte blanche walk in and take it and go. They speak to each other, and then the minister will decide how it's distributed. And since everything that's given to him is given as a burnt offering, you and I don't have any say once it's in his hands.
Right.
But part of his duty is to make sure that this group is taken care of. So generally speaking, whatever goes into his hands is used for this group, and then some of it is distributed to the network because it keeps the network alive, and it might go to helping somebody on the other side of the United States, or even on the other side of the world. But if it's done properly, by faith, hope, and charity, somebody on the other side of the world is contributing to the same network, and some of that comes back at us.
Right.
You know, at least comes back at our minister. You know. And so, if your group is large enough and doing things right, somebody has an accident and they have to go to the hospital and they got a huge hospital bill, they won't need insurance because the group will recognize the need and contribute and make sure that they don't have to depend upon the unrighteous mammon. You know. But such activity would drive the cost of medical, if everybody did it, would drive the medical cost down. Oh, very interesting. We really do need to check out the walk-in clinic. Basically, he charges cash for everything. It's $100 to walk in the door. Okay? But, you know, he'll basically take care of your medical needs on that $100, from what I'm understanding.
That's cheaper than a sick care doctor.
Yep. I don't know if he takes insurance or not, but it's $100 to walk in the door. So.
What if you're walking in the door to do your investigation on his practices?
Well, then you may or may not get very far. I don't know. I would like to find out. You know. Plus, I want to talk to him specifically about his work with homeless people. I might be inclined to volunteer on that once in a while.
Oh, that big church-like place?
Yeah, it's not really a church. I talked to him.
Well, I know. I said a church-like place.
I know, but when I saw it, I called it the church of yeah, whatever.
The church of, yeah, whatever. That's what we should call our church.
The church of, yeah, whatever. Well, yeah, I mean, I think we should jump through the hoops that they're talking about jumping through. Not because to have a free association you have to have all that, but so that we can demonstrate to the world that our free association exists and has existed for a certain amount of time. And because it's a free association, you don't really have members. The only member would be the minister of that association. So that's all in Brother Gregory's Free Church Report, you know, what they require for joining and, you know, for establishing one and for them to accept that you've established such a church. But I'm faithful. I have faith that their standards would be good for telling the New World Order that you exist as such a thing. I just found out I've been talking on this phone all this time and it has not been plugged into the charger. There we go. To charge faster, use the original charging device. Yeah, I'm down to 27%. Oh, well. Let's see now. Sent. Darn it. Yeah.
At 888-322-1414. New updates are posted every Sunday.
Sunday.
888-322-1414. Here we go.
November 14th, in a disturbing indication of how difficult it would be to bring military spending in line with actual threats overseas, Hathom Services Chairman Representative Max Thornberry, Republican of Texas, told President Obama last week that his war funding request of $11.6 billion for the rest of the year was far too low. That figure for the last 2 months of 2016 is larger than Spain's entire budget for the year. And this is just a war-fighting supplemental, not actual defense spending. More U.S. troops are being sent to Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, and elsewhere, and the supplemental request is a way to pay for them without falling afoul of the sequestration limits. The question is whether this increase in U.S. military activity and spending overseas actually keeps us safer, or whether it simply keeps the deep state and the military-industrial complex alive and well-funded. Unfortunately, many Americans confuse defense spending with military spending. The two terms are used almost interchangeably, but there is a huge difference. I have always said that I wouldn't cut anything from the defense budget. We need a robust defense of the United States, and it would be foolish to believe that we have no enemies or potential enemies. The military budget is something very different from the defense budget. The military budget is the money spent each year not to defend the United States, but to enrich the military-industrial complex, benefit special interests, regime change countries overseas, maintain a global U.S. military empire, and provide defense to favored allies. The military budget for the United States is larger than the combined military spending budget of the next 10 countries down the line. To get the military budget in line with our real defense needs would require a focus on our actual interests and a dramatic decrease in spending. The spending follows the policy, and the policy right now reflects the neocon and media propaganda that we must run the rest of the world or there will be total chaos. This is sometimes called American exceptionalism, but it is far from a pro-American approach. Do we really need to continue spending hundreds of billions of dollars manipulating the elections overseas, destabilizing governments that do not as we tell them to do, rewarding those who follow Washington's orders with massive aid and weapons sales? Do we need to continue the endless war in Afghanistan, even as we discover that Saudi Arabia has far more to do with 9/11 than the Taliban we have been fighting for a decade and a half? Do we really need 800 U.S. military bases in more than 70 countries overseas? Do we need to continue to serve as the military protection force for our wealthy NATO partners, even though they are more than capable of defending themselves? Do we need our CIA to continue to provoke revolutions like in Ukraine or armed insurgencies like in Syria? If the answer to these questions is yes, then I am afraid we should prepare for economic collapse in very short order. Then, with our economy in ruins, we will face the wrath of those countries overseas, which have been in the crosshairs of our interventionist foreign policy. If the answer is no, then we must work to convince our country to reject the idea of empire and embrace the United States as a constitutional republic that no longer goes abroad seeking monsters to slay. The choice is ours. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on...
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
All righty then.
Yeah. So,
different day.
Yeah, it does me no good to say that it's not my government. When China comes over here to attack, they're just going to see another American.
Yep. You, Guaido.
Yep. And all those other nations will come over and see the same thing. And I don't think there'll be much racism involved. I think, you know, if you're here and you're obviously American in your lifestyle and attitude, your chance of survival will be about the same.
Oh, yeah.
They might see me and think, oh, we need to save this guy from his poverty. See what America's done.
Who knows? China owns 90% of our debt, so we might need to start learning Chinese.
Ni hao.
What'd you say, meow?
Ni hao.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Ni hao ma.
We'll have to hide our cats.
We'll have to start selling them for barbecue.
No! Please don't eat my cats!
Oh, you likey. Here.
Your cat or your life. But they take my life, they'll take my cat anyway, so I might as well give them my cat.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not going to defend your cats with my life.
You know, what? That would be the answer to what's her name's issue with cats.
Like, okay, cat we'll partner. Just come to China.
Yeah, we'll just round them all up and send them off to China or wherever it is that they eat cats.
Yep. Yeah, that's not all of China. China's large. China has encompassed lots and lots and lots of different cultures and civilizations, you know, whatever, under the banner of China.
Oh, I know.
They're actually pretty divided there. You know, we think Chinese, we think, oh, okay, all Chinese are like, no, not even close. They're different. You know, they're more different than we are from one coast to the next. Different attitudes, different beliefs. You know, they just, it's like when China took over Tibet. You think the Tibetans suddenly became Chinese attitude? You know, Tibet's not the only place that they've taken over. Holy smokes. Well, I don't need to know where this person lives because they're 216 pounds.
Right.
Okay. I'm sorry, Peach Bottom. Your Peach Bottom's too heavy.
What? Peach Bottom?
Peach Bottom. MS, that's Massachusetts.
Prepper keeps trying to get me to change my username to Kano La Barbarian.
Why?
La Barbarian. I don't know. She thinks she'll get me more chicks.
As if she's a good judge.
Don't know. She seems to think she is. But she seems to think she's the yeah. she thinks she knows everything. She's a know-it-all.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I know it all. Kim said
but
so.
You and Prepper should get along just fine, then.
Yeah.
She can have more kids.
I don't care.
I mean, not more kids. She can have kids.
I do not want to argue with her over their raising. And I know she'd argue.
She loves to argue.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I stand corrected on that. I could tolerate arguing with her as long as I got my way all the time.
That's the way she feels.
Okay, well, see, then it won't work.
See, you guys are so much alike. You're perfect for each other.
Yes, we're already perfect for each other because we're separate from each other.
Oh, man, I can just see the two of you now.
Yeah, you're insane.
You're a match made in heaven. Or hell.
That's something else I'm blocking. Whenever I run across somebody who's 34 years of age and they look like somebody's grandmother, somebody's great-grandmother, that tells me right off they are not healthy enough to have children.
True.
Even if they say
yeah.
they want more. Yeah, that's the reason why this one looks like somebody's great-grandmother, because she's a smoker.
Yeah, I'm so glad I quit.
Oh, did you know Lori smokes Mullen? Not very often. Mike wants to quit. He had bought American Spirits before, but apparently they were too expensive. No, they were too strong for him. And I told him what you'd relate about them being worth about two cigarettes. And he thought it over, and he goes, that'd probably be about right. And he's considering going back to them.
They got lights. And they have ultralights now, too.
Now,
they ain't used to.
Why would a cigarette need a light bulb?
And if I have to answer that...
I don't smoke. I don't know what you guys do.
Yeah, but you know the terminology enough to know that.
How many lumens is an ultralight?
I do not know.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she named herself appropriately. This girl called herself Pretty Eyes, and she is. I'm an amazing, fun person who is always positive. And what are you doing on this website?
Always positive. She's a liar.
Are you positive about that?
I'm not always positive about it, but I'm positive.
Lost children? No. I'm glad she's in California. If she was positive, she'd want children.
No, she would be positive after she wanted children.
Yes. She lied. She was negative. She wants children? No.
Right. I need a negative woman.
Well,
I'm going to put that in my profile.
I don't want any kids. If you want kids, contact my friend David. He's... Oh, that's kind of cute. She's got curly blue hair.
Oh, I sent you...
with greenish bangs.
I sent you a new Thai dating site. I think it's called goodthaigirls.com.
Right. Can you find Americans on that site?
I have not found any, but I haven't really looked. I was mostly signing up to test the database to see if I wanted to build my site with their software. Because they gave me a list of 9 websites that are using their software, and that was one of them. And it's okay software. I don't think I'm going to use it, but they have some interesting features, though. But anyways, I think this site's free. Not 100%. But I was able to receive and send a message to a girl in Thailand. I think she was in Thailand. She spoke Thai. And it's got a translator, so it will translate everything. May not be accurate, but it'll translate.
Right.
And so that was cool. But yeah, you can speak to Thai women on there.
Right.
But I don't know.
But they'd have to be over here already for me to be interested.
Right. Now, the company for the... Or, I'm sorry, the domain name people who own the site, not the software. Well, the software, too. They're all based here out of the U.S. The people who created the Thai site are out of D.C. So chances are there's probably some American women on there.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, girl.
You sound so depressed.
Well, I found one who's close, but she's not technically ugly. I just don't find her attractive.
Send her my way.
Let's see now. She's quitting smoking, so that's good enough reason for me to block her. You still want her?
Sure. Smoking doesn't bother me as bad as it does you.
Okay. She's probably an inactive person anyway, because this is on Oi Oi, and I don't get much response out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting name. It's almost an anagram of lunatic.
Yeah.
never mind. You'll see when you see it.
Okay.
Anyway, I sent it to you already. Now that I've sent it to you, I'm going to block her.
Block. Poor
glad
girl.
She's a smoker, so I didn't have to make the distinction. South Dakota, block.
Yep. Soon I'll get to meet all the girls I won't want nothing to do with.
Why are you going to bartending school?
January.
Okay. Why are you doing this when you got another job lined up?
Because it won't pick up until maybe March.
Okay, so you're going to use bartending as the in-between?
Yes.
Country girl 44, and she's 21 years of age. She does not look 21 years of age. That's the end. She's from Alabama.
So 44 years of age?
Good, I don't have to check. She's from Alabama. Alabama, all of Alabama is too far away. Yeah, actually, she does. She looks 44.
She probably lied. Oh, yeah, 21. Times two.
And then some.
I was born on a leap year.
Okay, any woman 5'3" that weighs almost as much as I currently do, that's a little too heavy.
Any woman who weighs more than I do is too heavy.
Maybe. I'm working on getting myself down. You're 100 and what?
I'm about 165.
I'm happy at 180. If I can reach 180 and stay there, I'm happy. Right now, I'm not happy.
A woman. If a woman weighs more than I do, she's way too heavy.
Yeah, probably. Well, here's a cute one from...
My preference is she has to weigh about 2/3 of what I weigh.
Okay. So you like them short, too?
I like them short and skinny.
Well, here's a girl from Michigan.
So what's 165, or we'll just say 170?
Wow.
I don't know. I got to get my calculator. Can't do that one in my head. Well, I could. 150 divided by 3.
50. Sometimes that is 100.
Times 2. So just over 100 pounds.
And you're 160? So you'd accept, somebody about 105, 106.
Yeah.
So to be that weight, the average woman would have to be about 4'10" to 5'3" max.
Yep. If they're taller, I'll give them some leeway. But
yeah.
If they're
7 foot tall, they better weigh 200 something.
No, they better weigh about 150.
At 7 foot tall, I'm sorry, they would be anorexic.
Just kidding. 7 foot, that'd be way too tall. I wouldn't date a 7-footer.
Sure,
well,
you would. Hug her around the waist and. Hug her around the waist and get a face full.
Right. Yeah, well, we could.
Bye, Mama.
You're messed up. I did date a woman that was like 6'3", I think, or 6'1". I don't know how tall she was. She was tall. I forgot. She was at least 6-something. And I don't know. That wasn't too bad. So as long as they're under 6'5", I think I'll be all right.
Well, this Michigan girl has blue eyes and black hair.
Because I didn't really notice that she was that much taller than me.
Going gone. Yeah, we should change this to two bachelors looking for girls.
Oh, our podcast, right? Yeah, nobody listens anymore. Nobody calls in, so it's...
Nobody calls in, so we don't know if anybody listens. We're pretty sure they don't.
Yeah, pretty sure they don't.
Houston, Texas. I think I've already verified that too far.
My stalker ex-girlfriend might be listening.
Hi, Cam. Don't be a retard now. Stop it. Told you, don't be a retard.
Retarded Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, goodness.
I knew you'd like that. Are you okay?
I'm still getting over this cold. I think my truck poisoned me and made me sick, ran down my immune system, so I got sick.
Okay, I think this woman lied about being 38.
And now I got another radiator leak, so I'm getting poisoned again.
I think here's another woman who divided her age by half. She claims to be 38.
And she looks 50... No, 60.
About 76.
It's crazy.
She looks a little bit younger than Shirley. Not by much.
Yeah, that or she's been working in a coal mine.
So I'm blocking this one because they used a dude's photo for their profile.
Yep.
No, it might actually be a girl. She's got earrings. Still looks like a dude.
Either way, hasta la vista.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There has to be a minimum standard of I am sure somebody will find her attractive. It's just not me. It would be inappropriate for me to approach her because then she might think I'm interested and I'd have to disappoint her.
You might get the impression that Kim got.
Whatever.
That you're into dudes.
Well, I got to tell you, Miss Random made me feel good that she was so interested in me. But it would have been cruelty for me to reciprocate in kind. Because ultimately, I'd be giving her a hard time, not to give her a hard time, but because I desire children. And she's beyond that.
Well, what about that other girl that was really into you at McDonald's?
She was beyond the ability to bear children for health reasons.
And for mental reasons.
Now, here's one. She looks like, almost like she doubled her age and put it down. She could have said she was 19 and it would have been believable.
There you go.
She's from Michigan.
I've pretty much given up on datelines.
Well, yeah, but what else are you going to do?
Yep. I don't know. Well, the reason why I'm going to Datelines now is to check out the database. Otherwise, I'm really not interested.
She's a civil engineer. She smokes socially. How can you smoke socially? Why? Is it peer pressure that makes you smoke?
I never really got that either, and I used to be a smoker.
And you smoke socially, or?
No. Well, okay. There are some people that only smoke when they drink, and if they drink socially, if they're a social drinker, then, you know, if they only go out to the bar, drink, and they don't do it very often, and they smoke when they drink, then that would be a social smoker. There are people that smoke cigars, but they only smoke them, you know, in, like, social gatherings where other people are smoking cigars. And usually they'll share a cigar. They don't all smoke their own cigars. They'll kind of like a doobie. They'll pat, puff, puff, give, pass the cigar around, which is kind of...
Yeah, it's an interesting social whatever.
Yeah. So, you know...
I've actually seen that done before with a real good cigar. Yeah, so...
Right. So those two situations I would consider social smoking, but I don't really understand why most people would put social smoking unless they're entertaining one of those two or something of the sort.
Well, they're admitting that they give in to peer pressure, basically.
Well, maybe. I mean... When I was trying to quit smoking, it was really hard to quit because if you drink a beer, smoking was part of drinking. For whatever reason, the beer tastes different. Well, not for whatever reason.
The beer seems to taste better when you smoke for some reason.
Right. Kill some taste buds, the beer tastes better. Sounds about right to me.
That's okay, maybe that's what it was. So but yeah, so it had a different flavor, and so you're used to that, and so I don't know. It's just weird. I'm just glad I don't smoke anymore. I really don't see myself going back to it either. It's been almost... holy cow. It's been almost a decade since I quit.
Read all about me.
Is that what our thing said?
Yeah, it must be a Virgo.
Or an Aries.
Or an Aries. Let me guess, you're either a Virgo or an Aries. Yes, that's right. I have a 1 in 6 chance of getting that question right.
Well, if she wants you to read all about her, that's an Aries attitude. You know, me, 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 pay attention to me, read about me. But if she's got a lot of detail, then that's a Virgo attribute. Long profiles.
Well, her profile is short. Nobody has an excuse not to read it.
She's not a Virgo.
She claims to be big and beautiful. She's
okay.
5'5" and she doesn't give her weight. So I'm going to go back and look at her photos and verify that she's actually a little behemoth. Because that's what BBW means.
Behemoth. You're so rude.
She's a social smoker. Never mind. She accurately called it. She's a behemoth.
Hasta la vista.
She's a smoking behemoth. That's
so
an interesting
weird
name.
Yeah.
ME35 Bell. Usually they throw a number on the end. She threw it in the middle.
What's the username?
ME35 Bell.
ME35 what?
Bell, B-E-L-L.
Okay.
Okay, this is a nice title. She says, wish to meet the right man in my life. Just want, serious want only, of course. No playing games, honestly. Anyway, she's from New York, so I'm not even really, I'm wasting my time reading any more of her profile.
New York.
New York City.
Get a rope.
Oh, here's a little green hair.
Hey, I like green hair and ham.
Indiana. Yeah, Indiana's on my list. Good. South Bend, that sounds promising. She's looking for her forever.
Okay, South Bend is northeast part of Indiana, but...
Northeast? Oh, then she's probably out of range.
But she's probably barely in range.
Well, that'd be up nearer Chicago?
No, northeast, not northwest.
She's wearing a T-shirt that's a shirt that it's not a T-shirt. It's a sweater, but on the chest of it says no imitations. I don't get it. Don't often see prints on sweaters, basically. She has three amazing kids, blah, blah, blah.
She's got kids, she probably won't want more.
Probably not, and she says no. And she's a social smoker. All right, so I'm not even bothering to find out if that place is out of range.
She's out of range for two different reasons.
Well, yeah, three kids kind of tells me that she definitely had a man involved in her life. What happened? All right, did he just up and leave? You know? Or was she like my ex and up and left?
She was court, a chihuahua.
The course definitely called it wrong on me. You know, I was the one who was with my kids, taking care of my kids, staying with my kids. They thought I was evil. But,
am
you
know, I evil? Yes, I am. I'm an asshole, yo-de-yo, yo-de-yo.
This girl's cute, but her criteria says I'm way too old for her. That's all right. If she's in range, I'll still contact her. On the off chance, she'd be willing to talk to me.
I like to park in handicapped faces, watch handicapped people make handicapped faces.
She's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so she can't be bad.
Milwaukee, that's not too far away.
Well, she went by the name of Cookie Monster.
I'm a Cookie Monster.
Yeah. I don't suppose it would help to say that my daughter's favorite Sesame Street Muppet is Cookie Monster. And was very, very upset when they turned him into Veggie Monster.
Yeah. How retarded is that?
It didn't last long. I think Sesame Street got some negative reviews over that by the rate at which they very quickly changed it back to Cookie Monster.
Yeah, I barely remember it, but I do remember it.
You know, there actually isn't anything wrong with social engineering, but it depends on the type of social engineering you're trying to conduct.
Well, they should have created a new character and called that character Veggie Monster.
Yeah, made him orange. All right. And then whenever they presented cookies, you know, he goes, ew, you're going to put that in your mouth? Yum, 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 yum. Anyway, Milwaukee is 9 hours and 26 minutes away. So, no. And I should have known that because Chicago is too far away and Milwaukee is north of Chicago.
All right. Oh, well, then South Bend, Indiana would be too far away also.
Yeah. It's... Well, she says she's always willing to try something new. And her response to me is like, I said new, not old. You're old.
Yeah, you old geezer.
Read my profile. I said new. I like her hair, though, even though it's short. Oh, well. Sorry, Cookie Monster, I blocked you.
To hell with women.
Who am I talking to?
Yeah, forget women. I'm done with women.
San Antonio, Texas. I think I already verified that's too far away, too.
I think I'm going to be gay.
Yeah, you can have your own camper.
I already have my own camper.
I won't reject you as a friend, but anytime one of your buddies pinches me on the ass, I might knock his nose off. So, you know, let him warn them. Don't play with me. Won't appreciate it.
I don't think I could ever be gay.
Kim thinks you are.
Well, of course she does.
Kim's always right about things like that. And the moon, too.
Huh?
And the moon, too. The giant dragon on the moon.
Oh, well, you know. That's all hearsay evidence. But I know for sure I'm not gay, so I don't know what she's smoking.
I don't know what she's smoking.
Yeah. I don't know. She's fucked up.
You've been sucking on too many tailpipes?
I got something she can smoke. Just kidding.
Yeah, from your description, she actually would make you to whatever to have that done.
Oh, yeah. She misses it.
Yeah, I wonder if her ex is giving it to her now.
Who knows? Who cares?
I'm just feeling sorry for him if he is.
Do you feel sorry for him?
Yeah, his life's fucked up enough. He doesn't need that.
Yeah, well.
San Antonio is 11 hours away. Exactly 700 miles.
He's probably part of what screwed her up.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame him.
Well, no, we are all to blame for our own outcome. But,
goodbye, Teresa.
But she was with him for 17 years. I'm sure he's a contributing factor, and vice versa, for that matter.
Woo-hoo. I hope, let's see now, what's this city? McGregor, Texas. I hope that's close enough.
But she had a hard life. I'm not making excuses for her, but she had a really messed up life.
She has kids.
No, before then.
No, this girl.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Green eyes and brown hair. It looks black in the picture. She got very dark hair. She does not want children, and she smoked. Yeah, she's smoking hot, but that's not what she meant.
Smoking hot?
Yeah.
Hot.
You want me to send her your way? That'd be number three tonight.
How far away is she?
McGregor, Texas. I have no idea where that is. A small portion of Texas is within my six-hour driving range, but just barely. The majority of Texas is not. None of the major cities are within range.
Yeah, go ahead, send it.
Okay.
I'll probably not do much with it, but I'll check it out at least.
Well, it's probably a dead profile anyway.
Cool.
Oh, I got to put a recipient in there. Like, why can't I send this? I push the send button.
There it goes.
Wants a recipient.
What's that?
Somebody that receives something.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, this one's gorgeous. I'll send this one your way.
Okay.
Not. You'll have to look her up. She's Tracy 2045.
She's what?
Her name is Tracy 2045. You'll have to look her up, and you'll know why I'm not sending her your way.
No. I won't look her up, but thank you.
I'm caring and fun. Yeah. Butterfly 666.
Hey, there's my woman.
She's in California.
Butterfly 666.
Yeah. She looks like my cousin.
The bodybuilder?
That'd be my niece.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never heard back from the bodybuilder.
Oh, here's a cute one out of Florida.
I'll send her a happy Thanksgiving when Thanksgiving rolls around.
Yay.
But I don't expect
again.
Anything from her. It was weird. Women are weird.
Louisiana. Louisiana is her range.
You know, maybe she wasn't acting weird. Maybe she was coming on to me because she wanted me then. But then after she left town, I was like I didn't exist anymore. So maybe it was a here and now thing, and I didn't get the message.
Who is this?
The bodybuilder.
Oh.
Right.
She probably has somebody at home, and she
right.
needed something she... from somebody who wasn't trying to force it out of her. And probably the hotel clerk caught on that she needed it, but didn't approach her in the right way for her to be able to receive it.
Right. She wasn't really throwing herself at me, but she was coming on to me.
Okay. You know what? There seems to be a high percentage of not so attractive women in Mississippi. It's almost as bad as Missouri. Actually, it's worse than Missouri. If we ever relocate, it's not going to be to Mississippi.
Why?
We need someplace that has hot women. Hot women who are highly ignored. Because everybody's dating the fat chicks.
Yeah, that'd be Eldo.
There's not a high percentage of hot chicks in Eldo.
I know, but the hot chicks are probably getting ignored, though, because everybody's dating the fat ones.
So what few hot chicks I see out there, I should probably make a point of meeting.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Finally, somebody has noticed me.
No, I think all the hot chicks are taken too. That's why everybody's dating all the ugly ones.
Yeah. Well, the disgusting thing is to run across a woman who obviously has a wedding ring on her hand, talks about her children and her husband, but she's clinging to some guy who's not her husband at the moment. And he's all hot and bothered over her. And she must weigh 200-300 pounds.
Yeah, that's
way too
much.
And
you
hear the story that the, you know, those kind of women actually have multiple boyfriends. Like, what's wrong with this picture? Especially in a city that's so chock full of churches, you can't hardly turn around without tripping over one.
Don't drink the water.
That too. Yeah, that kind of upset Kim, the mosquito larva in her water.
Yeah, that was probably just a one-time thing, though.
No. Not too long ago, some people filled their sink, and the water congealed.
That's a good thing we don't live now, though.
Became like gelatin. It would not flow down the drain. They filled the sink to wash the dishes, came back, and by then the water had congealed, and they couldn't drain it.
That's weird.
That's
what would
disgusting.
Do that?
Yeah. I cannot answer that question. But it was a complaint that made it onto the radio.
It's crazy.
And people want to live in the city. Well, you know, we're going to see more and more of that kind of crap. Public services are going to be for shit. And
right.
People will be like, well, we got to pay our taxes or we won't have the congealing water in our sinks. Gotta have roads. It's like, well, go out and repair it. Arkansas. A girl from Arkansas. Union City, Arkansas. That's not a great picture of you, whoever you are. Okay, her name is Mel. She's looking to meet guys and gals 18 to 28. A guy who knows how to treat a lady. Yeah, see, some of the descriptions these women give of what they're looking for is actually devoid of actual information.
Not only that, but they say they want a nice guy, but what they really want is something else.
Well, they mean what they said, but unfortunately what they said means something different to somebody else. And
right.
So
she means she wants somebody to treat her the way she wants to be treated, but yet we don't know what that means.
Right. She might actually want to be slapped around.
Right.
Whereas I wouldn't do that.
I would. Just kidding.
Do you want me to slap you? Only if you say yes, please.
Slap her on the ass, but that's about it. I wouldn't slap her anywhere else. Slap some handcuffs on her and tie her to the bed.
Oh, my. Let's see now. She's 21. She has children. She's undecided about more.
She's got 21 children.
No, no, no. She's 21 years of age, and she has children already. Which tells me she's probably got the typical high school education and went and got herself pregnant, goofing around because they told her the condom would work and it broke. So,
yeah.
I'm kind of in a toss-up on this, so I'm going to just see if she's close enough and block her if she's not and say hi if she isn't.
I don't have a problem with an educated woman, but the problem with a lot of educated women is that they think they're more educated than you and they treat you like shit.
My problem is that she went to public school. She's not educated.
Well, that's the other thing. They went to a public school, and they have this piece of paper that says they're smarter than you are, and so they act like it.
Or at least they think they're acting like it.
Well, you know what I mean. They treat you like you're beneath them. Because they got a piece of paper.
She's from El Dorado, Arkansas, apparently. I don't think that's what the profile said, so why did the switch do that?
I know I had that problem with my second wife. She said, if you don't have a college degree, you're not learned. I'm like, whatever.
You're not learned. Well, I hate to break it to you, that was bad grammar. Okay. El Dorado, Arkansas is 6 hours and 45 minutes away. That's just outside of range. But that's not where she said she was from. She said she was from Union City, Arkansas, but Google decided to change it for whatever reason.
Oh, okay. Well, it might be the same place. El Dorado, Arkansas is southern Arkansas.
Is
it? Still might be close enough, yeah.
Well, El Dorado isn't. It's almost 7 hours away. And my cutoff is 6.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I manually entered the correct one. And it's 3 hours and 28 minutes away.
Oh, okay, there you go.
So why it changed it, I have no idea. All right. Well, it's kind of a toss-up, so I'll say hi. But this is Oi Oi. I think it's full of fake profiles, so I'm not expecting a response. And even if it's not a fake profile, it hasn't been terribly active because I had to go quite a ways down the list before I found her. So, they sort things by their magic process, which does generally put people who have been online higher up. Grant, just saying hi is not likely to get a response. Now, now they verified that Union, Arkansas. I didn't say. It took the city out. She said Union City. I put Union City. It took the city out of my search. Google, just tell me the city doesn't exist. Don't remove it. Cannot find your... Wow, it changed again.
Tell her she looks like a smart ass. That'll get a response.
Then the Union City, Tennessee.
Or no, wait, what was that one?
Oh, now I see why it gave me El Dorado. There's a Union County, Arkansas, and El Dorado is in it. El Dorado.
Oh, okay.
So apparently there is no Union City. The Union, Arkansas, but no Union City.
No, it might be Union.
Anyway, I'm above the age range that she's looking for. She's not likely to respond to me anyway. But I will leave her in my list until I determine I don't want to talk to her.
Yeah. You should say something cocky funny.
Maybe sometime in the future.
No, otherwise you won't get her. She's
kind of grainy, you know. She's got the looks where she could possibly grow on me, and since I'm more interested in her spirit than her looks, I'm just not sure if she could grow on me, that's all. M.A., that's what, Massachusetts? Anyway, it's not on my list.
Yeah, it's too far away.
Okay. So, yeah, I've gone through probably over 100 profiles on this site, and now I've got three that are on my top column that are within range.
Say Ingalawa, Singalawa, and see if that gets a response.
Yeah.
So we're like, what?
Tell you what, Florida does have a lot of hot chicks.
What, Florida?
Yeah.
Well, let's move to Florida.
I'm sorry, I don't want to live on sandbars, especially when there's, you know, earth changes coming. I think the Ozarks is actually the right place to be. Problem is, we need to convince some hot chicks of that.
Oh, they'll be convinced when the wind's blowing them all the way our way.
Yeah, maybe. Two mountains in the way on both sides.
Right. That's the problem. They'll crash into the side of the mountains.
And then they won't be hot chicks anymore.
I know, right?
Oh, like look, it's raining hot chicks.
Nah. That's what Mike Cole is looking forward to.
Yeah, I think this site did what you did. They bought a bunch of fake profiles and incorporated them in.
Well, According to the people I bought them from, they're not fake profiles.
I'm just giving you a hard time. I'm sorry.
Some of the people actually updated their profiles after I purchased them, so it couldn't
be
too fake.
Hey, wow, I'm on this new site.
Yeah. But some of the email addresses don't exist anymore, so I did delete those profiles.
Did you ask for a refund for each one of those, you know, a tenth of a penny or whatever?
No.
How many would you have to delete to be a penny's worth?
quite a bit.
I'm sorry, girl. You're only worth about a thousandth of a penny.
I don't remember what I paid for them all, but I got a good deal.
I remember some astronomical amount of profiles, and yeah, you did spend some money on it. It wasn't that much per profile.
It was probably a waste, but
well, yeah, especially since your profile's been crashing and burning.
Well, the website's been crashing, but it has nothing to do with the profiles.
Yeah, I know. I said it wrong.
It has to do with the website. The website sucks. Or the software that I bought to build the website sucks. The website is pretty cool. The website was pretty cool for about 6 months, and then I started having nothing but problems.
Yeah.
Then I paid them for tech support, and they can't fix their own software.
Yeah, I think I would ask for a full refund. Oh, Seth looked at me again. A girl from the Philippines.
Well, I may have found a replacement.
Good.
Yeah, this one has a better affiliate program. And it also has a classified section where people can sign up and advertise on the site, and I make money off of them as well. So, but I'm still beta testing demo sites and stuff and finding out what sites they already have with them so that I could test their sites as well, like that Asian or the Thai site that I sent you. I sent it to you on OkCupid, though.
I haven't been to OkCupid in I don't know how long. Let's see if it even remembers that I exist. Uh-oh, my phone's down to 2%.
That's all right. We're not podcasting anymore anyway.
Oh, you killed it?
No, we are, but we aren't talking about podcast stuff.
Oh. So you're just going to cut it off. Yeah, apparently the site's forgotten I exist. I got to put in my username. I don't even remember what it is. Was it Doofus or David Ray for you, I think?
David Ray for you.
How did I spell that?
Hell no. I'm not online.
Did they allow me to use a dash, or did I have to put the Ray together?
I think I had a dash.
All I know is that there was already another one. I'm thinking it was without the dash.
I can look it up. I can't wait to quit driving truck. I think the truck is the cause of my allergy issues. This clearing of my throat all the time thingy. I think it's
because
of my truck.
Okay, apparently I had that. Whoa.
Whoa, what?
It sent me a message, but wasn't there for very long.
Okay.
Anyway, apparently it does have the dash, but I don't. Sorry, your information is correct. Oh, well, okay, email address. Balder-dump@yahoo, that's easier. I know what that is.
So you're logged in, or no?
No, I've tried twice and had it wrong.
Oh, so it locked you out?
Well, so far. That got me in.
You're in?
I'm in.
Oh, okay.
It's rush hour, booth now. Maximum visibility. Yeah, fight me. I love sneakers. She's kind of cute.
Okay, well, if you're logged in, then I ain't got to worry about hunting it down for you.
Messages. Doesn't say I have any.
Should have one.
So they have a quick match. I got a message from Aries the Cat, sent back in February 7th of 2012.
GoodTieGirls.com. GoodTieGirl.com.
I think that was a play on words. Is that AI or IA?
AI.
Did you resolve whether it was plural or singular, girl?
Singular. Should be a green background on the website.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know about mobile.
Mm. I've got 2% battery. I might not be able to load it up.
Maybe not. Well, I got to go inside and go to the bathroom anyway, so might as well.
Ooh, it's a nice, pretty green background. I like it.
Cool. You found it.
Okay,
all right, I got to go inside and go to the bathroom. So this concludes Demented Dungeons & Dragons Not So Much Podcast.
Just two horny dudes looking for a girl. Girl.
You can find our piece of poop podcast at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything retarded.
Yeah, probably.
But we're not allowed to use that word because we're retarded.
Yep, yep. You damn retard.
All right. So, I don't know if we should continue podcasting or not, but we'll keep it going to the end of the year, I guess.
Or until we find another game to play.
Whatever.
Spring, we'll talk about Block Boss.
You will.
Yeah, right. So I see you hooked on it, and I quit. Bye.
Right. We'll talk about... Oh, I might be signing up for Young Living.
Oh, okay. You going to sell Young Divinity?
Even though I made that woman feel bad about it. I didn't mean to make her feel bad about the product.
Young Living or Youngevity? What's are they different products?
They're probably different products. I'm sure they are. Young Living is aromatherapy.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, different then.
I'm not exactly a super fan of their product. I'm sure they got good product. I'm not against the product as far as being good product. But people can make their own 10 times cheaper. And I don't. That's my problem with multi-level marketing is it's overpriced.
Well, okay, so you sell the overpriced stuff, but you have available the raw herbs for making it on your shelf.
Exactly.
And then you don't have to share your multi-level profits with them. And you feel better about yourself. It's like, what's in it? Well, you go, there's some of this and some of that and some of the other, and over here is the other thing and this one. Do you use this right? No, actually, I mixed my own.
Right. You could take this bottle, which has a fancy label and costs 10 times more, or you could take this bottle, it's exactly the same, not as fancy label, and it's 10 times less.
Or you can buy these parts from me, which will cost you even less, and mix them yourself.
That'll be about the same. The parts will cost the same if they buy it from me as if I made it. I
don't,
charge
them for your time to put it together?
No.
Well, you're not going to encapsulate it for them.
Oh, we're talking essential oils, not herbs.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My error. And we're not talking about the girl over at the exercise place either.
Huh?
We're talking about the other girl. We're not talking about the exercise girl.
Correct.
We're talking about the young ladies who are standing in the booth almost across from her, I think. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yes. We bumped into her at Woods.
Yeah, she kind of got annoyed.
Yeah, she got offended about what I said, but she was very passionate about her product. And I'm like, well, you know, it's all good. I mean, I didn't say it was a bad product. It's just that it was overpriced. I can get the
same. I remember, because that's, there was somebody, I brought one of those catalogs home. When
yeah,
I went up to Northern California.
Right. I basically told her I can get the same exact same thing, 10 times cheaper, and make my own stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm at 1%. Any second, I'll be at 0%, and the phone will probably go bloop.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye. Boom.